Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vytautas, and if you just now come into this channel in this podcast, it is all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from Word of God. When the Lord gives me prophetic dreams or visions to give warning or encouragement for people, and of course about world events, and this podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead. And should whole culture and civilization be fast into more healthy one. And what we're going to be talking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on. So observe everything that I say very carefully. Now, today's podcast is depicted about curses of God for not performing His word. Although we will tap even into more of these things. Because again, things has to be taken into context. So, directly, first verse I want to speak about is depicted in Leviticus 26, verse 13 till 16, is depicted, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves." And that, by the way, applies even now, because what you're seeing in the world is literally now things a little bit going at ease. For example, even in my country, where I am, finally government came to conclusion that, well, maybe that passport not really necessary. Which, in the first place, it was just a ridiculous thing to do, and even globally, you know, like how it caused more problems than solutions. And in different places, called differently, you know. But again, Lord is your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. Likewise, you should not become a slave of the system that clearly crooked. And further depicted, "I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright," meaning the ones of the, and that's what I noticed in them. People who walked through Word of God through all these past 2 years, those the ones that standing strong and keep racing their race. And the best example I can give, especially take like last Christmas, New Year's, all that winter season. And this I learned, by the way, myself back in 2015, I would say even 14 or 13, that if you're doing work, like self-development, and you literally taking that, okay, I'm a CEO of my life, and what I have to do. Now, that's a difference, and again, it's nothing wrong to get resting after the work and all the work you're working, but if you have completely nothing to do and completely relying on the system, then when system crumbles, you crumble. And that's why in Word of God also depicted that God shakes both heaven and earth once more, so the things that are not shaken can remain. And that's what I noticed now, because even with me, for example, Sister Joni in Christ, then Brother Anthony in Christ, other people, for example, Mark, I have two Marks now, another brother in Christ, and a bunch of people, including there's one brother in Christ that I can call brother in USA, Brother Jared Beeler, the Unleashing, his YouTube channel, and a bunch of other people. Those were the ones who follow in Christ through all these things happening, completely trusting in Him, and God provides all the time. And especially if you have thing to do, working a specific project where God appointed you, you know, when winter, usually what happens when winter season passes, you know, approximately it's like either January 6th or other places like February, even to 14th. People like slacking, you know, like, oh, is this, oh, it's easy, you know. But if you're working, when the season comes, you just keep working. Like, and I almost I can tell, you know, like I'm like Joey Diaz in that mentality, because that guy, exactly same mentality, mindset. That same with me, I just don't understand what vacations week or 2 weeks vacations, what it's for, what you need break from. But if you can have a break one day, if you truly, you know, like doing your projects that was appointed you, you can have break even right now. And that's exactly why I never understood, you know, like all these breaks or all these trips, like going here and there, you know. Well, one thing, if like casually, you know, because if you have a boss, you okay, today we're gonna have a break, you know, like me, my wife, you know, and children, you know, going there, there. Total freedom, you know. And that's exactly how so far Lord Chalani could be in heaven. And even a thousand-year millennial reign. There's no such a thing as vacations. You can take the day off if you need, you know, physically a bit resting, a little bit relaxing, but vacations? I didn't see such a thing. But again, different people, different approach, different perspectives. No, I'm not saying, you know, that, well, what you're doing is wrong. It's just, for me, you know, like it's just a bit odd, especially when God breaks the bands of your yoke and makes you walk upright. But that means literally you're walking in the word of God and God's will. And every single time when something like that happens, and then slackness and then productivity in the work going down, and there's this and that, no, well, because people not operating in area where God appointed them. And usually I've seen such things happening in places where so-called relatives, employing relatives, or some sort of corruption happening, where people literally not in place where they were appointed. And then they think like, why I'm feeling like this, why there's depression, why there's that, or maybe you're not in the place where you're supposed to be. Maybe you're not in place where you're supposed to be. And that's the thing, you know, and that stuff you can only have only when you have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He appoints you, and if you call Him, and studying Word of God, applying Word of God, and then it comes in a point of time. That includes you have to have patience to wait for it. Now, and again, I hope you're not going to hear anything in the background, because again, there's some relatives that every single time my recording starts making a sound, just, you know. But again, like I said, I'm audio engineer, so maybe I'm just like that, you know, sensitive to the sounds. But anywho, so literally, what you see now in the past 2 years, only the ones who are strongest were able to endure this. And interesting, you know, last night I had this, you know, just relaxing time. And playing some mobile game, just, you know, completely random. And it was essentially the individual that I was speaking with entering a workplace and was talking about, like, you know, motivation, you know, like that I should motivate him. And I told him, look, Word of God and Jesus Christ is all motivation you ever gonna need. It's never about me. It's about Him. So hopefully that person will take that message, because that's exactly it. No, like it's not me breaking the bonds of Gentiles here and making people walk upright. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that through me does that, or to other people, brothers and sisters in Christ, further depicted. But if you do so, Lord God saying further, but if you do not obey me. Meaning, if you're not going to obey God, all God commandments, all God statutes, all God judgments, all God laws in the new covenant of Jesus Christ. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments. So see, it's not depicted 10 commandments. It's not depicted Catholicism 10 commandments. It's depicted all these commandments. And what is His commandment? His commandment is His word from the beginning, from Genesis book the Revelation book, all word of God is His commandment. So what that means you have to observe carefully all word of God and obey God, meaning practical application, performing and doing word of God. So again, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, Lord God saying here, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, meaning you're not going to pay attention what are cause and effect for disobeying God depicted, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant. And this is now new covenant of through Jesus Christ. So what that tells the people? What that tells? That if you despising word of God, if you're not observing carefully word of God, if you're not observing carefully, if you completely abhorring judgments, curses for disobedience, and you're not performing all God commandments, meaning all word of God, if you're not performing it, you're not applying it in your life, and in that doing so, you're breaking His covenant, God's covenant with you, and it's new covenant. So what that tells to people, if you do those things, if you completely reject word of God, not paying attention, what cause and effect is, in doing so, and not performing word of God, in doing so, you completely breaking covenant, new one, with Jesus Christ. What that tells like, on all to, it's to all these people, once saved, always saved, grace through faith alone. Faith without works is dead. So if you're not applying word of God, what Christ did on cross, atonement for your sins, if you're not observing carefully and not doing word of God, after the fact that you believe in Christ and committing your life to Him, that covenant with Christ means to you nothing. And that's why all people, including myself, when seeing rapture happening, whatever it's moments before, during, after, like whatever you pick the time, every single individual seen very low key of people, low numbers being raptured. Here in the, I would actually would not be surprised if we're from where I am, only like me and some like few other people raptured. But of course, worldwide, not going to be specific amount of people. But if people are going to pay attention and going to keep neglecting word of God, and not observing carefully all of it, including judgments and curses for disobedience, and having fear of the Lord, I mean, not having fear of the Lord, it's going to be really a huge chunk of people left behind in 7 year per tribulation, which is going to be horrific. Now, is depicted further. So if you do those things and break covenant, now, as this for us, new covenant through Jesus Christ, that's why you have to read the word of God in context. That's why Old Testament matters alongside with New Testament. It's depicted. Lord God saying forward, I also will do this to you. So if you completely despising His statutes, abhorring His judgments, not performing His commandments, not observing His commandments, all of them, not obeying God, God says, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Now, this talking not only for those who are in darkness, not only those who keep sinning and don't know yet Christ, this talking also with those who received Christ, but refusing be doers of word of God. So what are you saying? What are you saying? What I'm saying that all these cases that happening worldwide, well, at least the ones who are not manufactured through the some ridiculous individuals who making numbers. And what I'm saying by that, some of it is some sort of plan, but there's chunk of it that is true, and that what is true literally are because either people still in darkness and not obeying God, or people accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, believe in Him, but believe means commit. So even they say that, but they're not doers. So they're not committing fully, not fully doing the word of God. That's why you see diseases. That's why you see plague. That's why you see wildfires. That's why you see earthquakes. That's why you're seeing all this terror with these even ridiculous, like how you call that, this Antifa or whatever, all these groups, even prior to that, all this ISIS, all this calamities happened. Floods. What else happened not so long ago? Oh yeah, rumors of wars, all this clown world. All of these social credits, like all of this literally bunch of garbage. Bunch of these things happening, why? Because people not observing carefully all God's commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments, and not doing them. Including, in that pack of people, even included people from a government that are responsible, so the government in separate country, through separate people, would be ordained through word of God. And because it's not ordained through word of God, that's why it happens all the stuff that causes protests. Then people don't know how to do it according to the word of God. Then it comes to riots, then it comes all this nonsense. Why is this happening? Like, huh? Never in my life this happened. Well, maybe it's time for you to study word of God and do your part according to word of God. And see the changes. Because usually conflicts happening because people not observing word of God and not operating in. That so far in the past 20 years what I realized. Of course I studied word of God fully now, started only since 2019, but overall through experience after I realized what word of God is. Sounds more than obvious. Especially comparing First World War, Second World War, Iran War, Vietnam War, Russia versus US War, Soviet Union, all that stuff that was happening. And now, literally, what's now happening, it's Cold War on people mind. With AI, with social media, with a bunch of these things. So, because if these all social media would be ordained through word of God, then would be no ridiculous bannings, no ridiculous rules. Of course, there still would be no community, no godliness, sure enough. But ridiculous proportion things would not be happening at all if it would be ordained through word of God. And that's exactly how it's gonna be in 1,000-year millennial reign. We're gonna be council for people to counsel people who would be repenting, and in the repentance process would be a part of council that literally ordaining all social media and everything what's happening in social media, whatever shape or form it's gonna be, because all things gonna be made new. Any aspect through that gonna go through the eyes of that council. And same time police, same, like, whatever, you name the division, even military. And military, I the way I see now, military gonna be not for preparing for war and initiating war, and I'm not telling all military personnel like that, but there's specific divisions that, like poking bear with a stick and seeing what happens. That's exactly what was not so long ago when there was this ridiculousness with launching rockets like from USA. Like I think at that time Trump was in the White House, and now with the poking, another poking happened with the Taliban. Another poking, like, it's just ridiculous. So anywho, you know the way it looks, that people have to pay attention to the word of God. And yeah, this is just the first page from verses of today. So again, if you completely despising word of God, I will again repeat, Lord God says, if you not obey Him, not observing all his commandments, despising his statutes, abhorring his judgments, not performing all his commandments, all word of God, and breaking covenant with Jesus Christ, new one. Lord God says, I will also do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And irony is now, like, these things we already see even in Biden administration right now. And I think there was, like, I can't remember when, but there was this news about this from North Korea about Kim Jong-un, this individual. It's all these leaders that thinking they will do a scam and will use people. It's depicted clearly in the Word of God. In due time, those who committing wickedness, in due time, their foot shall slip. And how ironical that that's exactly what happened to Biden when he was climbing to the plane on these stairs. So, you know, that's like a parable from the Lord God, what's coming, and it's soft form shown what's coming to leaders if they're gonna keep doing their evil deeds. Now, further was depicted in Numbers 19, verse 11 to 13. Is depicted, he who touches the dead body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with the water on the third day, and on the seventh day, then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third day, and on the seventh day, he will be not clean. Whoever touches the body of anyone who has died, and does not purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord. By the way, now, temple of Holy Spirit is the body. So, if you're doing that, touching that someone's dead body, you're defiling the body, temple of Holy Spirit. For the depicted, that person shall be cut off from Israel, meaning God's people, so it's cutting off from God, as I understand, for this particular amount of days. And further depicted, he shall be unclean because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. His uncleanness is still on him. And you have to understand this in context, because in some cultures, there is this touching of death. And then people think, like, why this happening? Why that happening? Because it's unclean. Now again, as depicted, that Christ already made washing away of all your sins and atonement for the soul. So, but if you not observing carefully all God's commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in new covenant context of Jesus Christ, you know, you simply again. Is depicted you breaking his covenant. So if you're doing that and keep touching that way and keep doing wicked things, you constantly are unclean. And because you constantly are unclean, that's the way it shows now, that because it brings he brings terror or God, that means that you making yourself a stumbling block for God's blessings to come to you. And every single time, and I heard no any single time that these things are happening, people usually what they do? Blaming God. Where as a matter of fact, they themselves brought this stuff, this curse on themselves. Because of their behavior. And again, there's a huge chunk of sins, you know, like, To cover it again, it's gonna take a long time, even in these podcasts, and even after I finished how much God appointed me, even after that, it's probably gonna be even, because it's only from one perspective, but other people, other brothers and sisters in Christ, they have another perspective on this. on the same verse, and it's the painting, like the paint full picture. You should know every single of these people's perspectives. But of course, through Jesus Christ, through the Word of God. Because ultimately, you yourselves have to study the Word of God and apply it proactively in your life. So the terror would not come to you. The disease would not come to you. As a matter of fact, I suggest you read Psalms 91, for there is depicted, I know it actually, let's go here right now, Psalms 91, because I think it's very important. Psalm 91, here's what's depicted. This, by the way, about this current play, is depicted, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. So you have to trust in Him. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Now, again, pestilence. For those who don't know what is pestilence, fatal epidemic disease, especially bubonic plague. This one right now, although it's not bubonic plague, but it is, you know, at some cases now it's very severe plague. So if you're trusting in God, He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. But again, you have to be doer, performer of all God's commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ. You have to be doer of the word of God, not only hearer, deceiving yourself. Further depicted, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. So your shield and buckler gonna be His word of God. His word of God, gonna be your shield and buckler. So meaning, you want to protect yourself, you have to use, because what you're doing with shield, you're protecting, you're covering yourself fully. You're protecting from enemy, meaning in this case from Satan and demons and all of these things, all of these curses. How are you protecting yourself? By using, practically applying the word of God, both Old Testament and New One. For the depicted, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Meaning, it doesn't matter, gonna be war, gonna be cold war, gonna be pestilence, gonna be plagues, gonna be someone shooting javelins, you're not gonna fear any of it. Nor even if there will be soldiers passing through your house, because if you're trusting in Lord God, He will protect you. Look, He can send angels in twinkle of an eye to protect your door, and they would literally transform in something and would scare the literally shit out of, and again, I'm describing situation with the people. It would literally scare people off, and you would be protected. Or, at extreme case, He sends angels, how He sent it, if I remember correctly, for Abraham, his daughters, his wife, and teleported them from Sodom and Gomorrah that was ready to be destroyed. And even Lot came out from that place after all this literally being buried under sulfur, if I remember correctly. Literally. And that's pretty heavy judgment, no, people being buried alive in Sodom and Gomorrah, that's heavy. So again, if you're trusting in God, if you're using practically His word, performing it, doing it, all God's commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments, in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ, and you're putting your trust in Him, not in you, not in other people, in Him, you will be good. And that's what I've seen in the past 2 years. Now, further depicted. And again, like I want to mention even this, you know, like, again, I talked about this many times, but for me, He clearly showed visions. The Holy Spirit warned me I have to relocate to a specific location where I am right now. And I've seen this stuff happening, like, and my bunch of people were going crazy. And even much more in the USA, even much more like in Europe, like in Italy, like it was crazy. People are going crazy. Those who didn't knew God went crazy. You know, and it literally, it was like, it was from God, literally like IQ test, you know, like who will trust in him or who will trust in the world? Who will trust in other people in their garments or who will trust in the God that created the whole thing, you know, the whole stuff, the whole thing. So further depicted, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. That's what we've seen. All these things that happen, and again, it's sad that people perished, but I'm telling how it is. Why it happened? Because people trusted into literally fleshly things in the world, but not in God. We're not using his word. And then someone would say, well, how then there was this pastor, these churches, and how they've been put in jail? Really? Did they use the word of God? Because in word of God depicted, you have to be literally as wise as serpents, yet innocent as doves. Did they really, really was like that? Did they act that wisely while being innocent, or they been doing wisely while not being innocent? Or maybe they were innocent and acting not wisely. You have to concern these things, because if you're fully using word of God, no, none of these things would be happening, because God always warns ahead of time. To me, like multiple times he warned it ahead of time what's going to happen. There was one specific time where I was in a specific location, and Lord God showed me very next day, literally would be something happening where literally just even teeth going from my mouth. I relocated from that place. That thing never happened. He warns ahead of time. And I have a bunch of these stories. Now further depicted. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Meaning, you dwell in him, you trusting in him, not in this world, not in this flesh, not even in your circumstances. You trusting in him is depicted. Because you did that, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's also what I experienced. Around, you know, was happening like a whole bunch of nonsense. Here where I am, where Lord God told me to relocate, nothing. Nothing. Further depicted, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Meaning, you will be protected. Where needed, you will be a little bit stopped. Where needed, you're going to be a little bit advanced. It's going to be different every single time. But you will be in correct path from the Lord. That's going to work. Not in the one that would be crumbling. And by the way, around me in the past 2 years was a lot of from various individuals telling me, you should go this, you should go that. There's no value there, there's no value there. You should go this, do that. Like, do that, do that, do that. All do that. And I didn't. And came the place where God literally, through Holy Spirit, don't do this. That one gonna work, that one not gonna work. Because if you're gonna trust from other individuals, not God, especially the ones who not yet received Christ and still in darkness, you will go in darkness path, because great darkness is in them. And in this world, like, you can trust only with God. Now further depicted. In their hands, meaning in angels' hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone, meaning you're not going to be stumbling. There's not going to be stumbling blocks if you're truly following the Lord and performing word of God actively, practically in your life. You shall tread, and again, don't take my word for granted. Study Word of God yourself and apply it yourself. Further depicted, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, meaning it's again what Jesus Christ told, I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions, over demons and Satan, principalities and powers. Because we fight against them, we fight against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Demons and Satan. Of course, including their minions, witches and warlocks, all that stuff included. It's spiritual battle. We fight not against flesh and blood. Nevertheless, although this stuff is not written in the Word of God, but when you study the Word of God, you will realize this thing that while we are in this flesh body that is under curse, every single day till we receive glorified bodies through Jesus Christ, I assume before rapture happens, that's how Lord God showed me, I'm talking from experience, till that day, we have to resist this fleshly lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not from the Father, not from God, but is from the world, meaning Satan put it in. And Christ said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I overcame the world. He overcame the world, being in the same flesh, although he was not sinning, but he still was in the flesh that constantly tempted. So if he was able to live life with no sin, we also able, through him, not by ourselves, through his word of God, practical application. Now further depicted, because he has set his love upon me, God says here, because he has set his love upon me. So if you setting your love upon Lord God, and again, if you love him, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments and do them, perform them. You have to do them and perform them. Practical application of word of God. All God's commandments, all the statutes, all the judgments, all the laws. Again, none of us perfect. But if you're going to be constantly seeking him every single day, that's going to be counted you as righteousness. Further depicted. So again, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. So it's Lord God saying here, he will deliver you. If you love him, if you're doing his word. For the depicted, I will set him on high because he has known my name. And his name is Word of God. So if you known Word of God, if you studied and applied every day, you know him. You know Christ. You know God. For the and someone says like, well, no one knows the will of God. Will of God is his word. Further depicted, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's how it is. If you truly want to be blessed and not be in trouble, don't receive disease, even if you don't want to receive this plague, study Word of God and apply it. Period. Now, back another, and same thing, you know, like I mentioned, you should not be touching any dead bodies. Do not be constantly unclean. Stop doing that. That's one of the ways of the Gentiles, one of the ways of this wicked world. To do unclean things that defiles you, defiles the temple of Holy Spirit, which is your body. And then people surprised why things happen. Stop doing that. And every single time it comes these stories now, like before, after something happens, then someone says something, it's because, maybe it's because you did that. And usually, you know, like from the fleshly mind comes, it's just your imagination, oh, just fiction, fiction of imagination, or whatever, you know, this crooked world to specific positions of specific institutions, crooked the mindsets worldwide. And that's the thing now, most of the times, it's not even diagnosis, it's just scientific guessing, not actually knowing the truth. But the facts now, like that, in World of Life, when I studied and when I saw the pattern, okay, let me see this, oh, it's dead happening, okay, let me see this pattern from the past, let's see what's happening now, now it's dead happening. And when I saw, like, especially last year, with volcanoes erupting, vapor, smoke, and blood, which is again from Earth be giving birth to Christ, so meaning from this, like from Earth, meaning from dirt, so obviously blood bleeding would be lava and magma from volcanoes. Well, Christ is coming, and you see massive, even this year, Tonga eruption near Australia, I think it was, underground volcano. It was seen even from space. Christ is coming, people. Now, you better get right with Him and commit your lives to Him, to Christ, and do Word of God, be doers of Word of God, not only hearers. For they're depicted. Numbers 24, verse 8 till 9. God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies, meaning those who hate him, meaning those who are not doers of his word. He shall break their bones and pierce them with his arrows. He bows down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion who shall rouse him? Meaning, no one scares God, no one. Not even fiercest leaders in this world, they don't scare him. He is omnipresent, he knows every single thing that they're thinking, and they do, and they will do. So we better repent. We better sin no more and stop this clown world. Because for the depicted, blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. Meaning, if you're gonna do good, you're gonna receive good. If you're gonna do bad and evil deeds, you better believe you will receive evil deeds back on your head. And that's not me saying, that's word of God, it's simple principle. And that's why in word of God also, Holy Spirit reminding me now that is depicted. You have to overcome evil not with evil, but evil with good. And the same principle I noticed now, I started to apply this for a specific portion of individuals, and I've seen the change. And especially, you know, like I've seen that when you say to people that it's actual practicality of word of whether we have to practically do it, I assume they never heard this thing before. So, you know. Now, you better get right with Christ if you don't want to be consumed, because God is consuming fire. And by the way, the judgment that was in Noah times was by water. Now coming judgment by fire. And earth gonna be scorched heavily. Now further depicted, Numbers 24, verse 17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult. And the word tumult, because I really again using this word tumult means a loud confused noise, especially one caused by a large mass of people, a state of confusion, disorder. So it's, in other words, and you heard bro probably this specific joint connection of the words, state of mind, and it's disorder and confusion. And what you see now within the civilization, within the citizens, within the governments, even in medical industry, confusion and disorder. Like just today, what I've seen through Brother Anthony in Christ, like, and again, his channel in the description section, some individuals publicly on public TV, I think it was Fox 2 News or how it's called, already publicly live promoted abortion pills, where, and I don't know if it's legalized or I don't know what's the state of that, but it's literally way for women themselves commit murderings of children that is in the womb. Now, that's the most sinister thing I heard ever. And it's disorder, like it was depicted, is disorder and confusion, corrupted mind, perverse and crude generation. And it's even far worse things happening, like, and it's all these things happening right now. So it's depicted that although no one can see him, God, but he's always around, he's omnipresent, and he will destroy those who are in disorder and who are in confusion, meaning not applying word of God, but being doing everything against word of God. And so far now, even with the rumors of wars, now what's happening, like, that's how it looks like. And it's just obvious, because, like, again, no, I mentioned in the past podcast that I think 260, if I know correctly, and 258, and I think 261st, that Babylon on many waters is both South and North America. And if people not repent, is destruction fully coming? There's going to be desolation, that even to the point where nothing grows there. And it's going to be famine, pestilence is going to be horrific. And even 2/3 of Earth going to be seeing this. People in the 2/3 of Earth, meaning in Europe and Russia and in Asia, Australia, Africa, not going to be repenting. Seeing that horror happening, not going to be repenting. And actually, it's depicted, it's going to get even worse. And that's really sad, you know. And especially when we're seeing this stuff happening now in USA. It's very sad. Now, further, what's depicted? In Numbers 35, verse 16 till 21. But if he strikes him with an iron implement so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Now, again, this specific portion, you have to read in context. Because in the context of the covenant of Jesus, in Jesus Christ, vengeance and recompense is his. And he already paid sin debt in full, meaning we should be no longer living in sin, including not murdering anyone. And murder is even when you're hating someone. So everything that here depicted, all this judgment is Lord. For depicted, and if he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer, the murderer shall surely be put to death. Now, again, it's depicted going to be judgment with a fire by the Lord. So he will send and I've seen this, huge chunk of meteorites and asteroids, and I spoke about it in 13 podcast, if I remember correctly. Individuals there in USA, who's going to be there, what's going to happen, that all these asteroids and meteorites are going to go in USA. And I believe also if it's going to be extreme situation, it's going to be even in Europe. Again, God controlling everything. And it's very, very sad to see these things happening. And including, like, for example, businesses being crushed with all these riots that was not so long ago. You know, like, people just in the, like, it's just, jeez, like, Like, what do you have to be thinking to behave like that? And again, judgment by fire and by stones, meaning it's like meteorites and asteroids. And it's depicted, if I remember correctly, in I think it's in the Bow Judgments, but I cannot remember correctly. But essentially, each of these stones, actually, it's gonna be hailstone. Each of these hails gonna be a talent. Let's actually do a quick research because I want to be precise. Revelation. Yeah, it's in Revelation 16, verse 21. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent, which is 34.2 kilograms, if I remember correctly, or I think it's 77 or 76 pounds, if I remember correctly. Men blasphemed God because the plague of hail, because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Imagine that, like 34.2 kilograms on people's heads. It's lethal. And it's ironically that all of these things that happened with all these murderings now, literally, because again, let's go through all these verses. Of he, or if he strikes him with a wooden hand weapon, by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be surely put to death. The avenger of blood himself shall be put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. But again, no more murderings needs to be happened. And when it's depicted about wooden hand weapon, which now would be like baseball bat, well, irony is that the asteroid that's gonna hit in Revelation book, in Revelation period, 7 years, is depicted wormwood, which is asteroid, and it's ironically this is that name. So the full portion of judgment by the stones and by fire, you know, coming. So everyone who behaves wickedly, you know, shall not literally, if not turns again, still Lord God's mercy. But the people not going to repent, not give their life to Christ, and not going to fully commit Christ, their lives to Christ and do the word of God, I don't want to be in that position. I'm telling you honestly. Further depicted. If he pushes him out of hatred, again, hating is spiritual murdering, or while lying in wait, hurls something at him so that he dies, or in enmity he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. Now, again, vengeance is Lord's, and also recompense. Vengeance is God's, and also recompense. This belongs to him, not to us. And further, figure, the avenger of blood shall be put the murderer to death when he meets him. Again, here, when someone say, well, all that doesn't matter. These things, vengeance is Lord's. These things after Christ, as so far what I stated, not to us anymore. We have to live righteously through Christ, meaning no more sin, including not murdering. And that's exactly what some individuals probably have a problem reading these verses. So, oh, it's a horrible book, oh, it's not interesting, it's calls about like vengeance and that and murdering. And look. You have to read in the context. That's why Word of God, it's not only Old Testament, but New Testament also through Jesus Christ. Covenant. And the New Covenant, but New Covenant does not mean that all old law is no matter anymore. Because if that would be the case, we now would not be in a plague situation. But since we are, that means some huge chunk of Old Testament laws still active. That's why you have to be doer of Word of God, not hearer only, and study it in context, not just taking away what you like to hear. now further depicted in Deuteronomy 3, verse 21 till 22, because again, context matters. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms through which you pass. You must not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. Meaning, those who keep rejecting word of God and going against word of God, because if it's the Christ said, those who follow him will suffer persecution. Meaning those who commit their lives doing fully word of God, practical application of word of God in their lives through Christ, will suffer persecution. And that's what now also happened in many different levels worldwide. And when it's depicted here to not be afraid of them, you shouldn't. Because it's depicted, even so, woe unto those who harm these little ones. I think it's depicted touch, but it's calling about this is speaking about the harm, doing harm. And now what's happening? Abortions. Abortion pills, like many other things now, which is ridiculous. Not to mention abortion clinics now, like on all the edges, including massive genocide where these aborted children stem cell lines, literally like, it is like satanic ritual, while people not even knowing being injected, and technically it sounds like eating blood. Because actually that's exactly what it is, you know. It's modernized satanic ritual with these sting operations. Now, for example, further was depicted in Deuteronomy 4, verse 25 till 31, is depicted this. When you beget children and grandchildren, and have grown old in the land, and act corruptly, and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, is depicted. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord, meaning in multiple ways, it's like full portion of destruction. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you, and there you will serve gods from small g, false gods, that means, because it's from small g. The work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. Ring any bells? Just look around. Including, like, newest thing is either these robots. It's now being built massively worldwide, especially in Japan, and in China, I think, like, and some other locations. I can't remember where they are, because there's so many. And including these giant statues, which are going to be locked into this AI, and how all this beast system is going to be horrible. Now, further depicted. Again. But from there, from where? From where you scattered, like, you literally, you utterly destroyed, you left few in number, in nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you would be serving false gods, work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Depicted. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. What that means? That means you're going to be in position that you think you're serving false god now, or maybe you're going to be forced to do that in the tribulation period. That's exactly how it's going to look like in many cases. And from there, if you choose to literally go against the system, against the lies, against the corruption, and seek the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul, seek him, seek Lord Jesus Christ, commit your life to him fully, even and in the tribulation period, even till you're perishing, you will find him. But it's better to do it now before tribulation than during it, Because now, if you do that and you commit your life to Christ, you study the Word of God and you apply it, perform it practically, all God's commandments, to do that as law of judgment, at best as your ability, and as God giving you, through new covenant of Jesus Christ, if you truly do that, now you have ticket to be raptured. And every single day is battle, every single day you have to see Him, every single day you have to follow Him. But in tribulation period, it's going to be way harder. So better now, and to escape 7 year per tribulation, than be in it, and literally even to perishing, serving the Lord. First option before tribulation sounds to me better. Now, for, and again, if you want to know about rapture, again, 259 podcasts already did. Over 2 hours, I think it's, or almost 2 hours. But anywho, further depicted, when you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the later days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey His voice, meaning action, obedience and action, practicality, practical application of what you learn. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which He swore to them. Only if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul, and only if you obey His voice, only if you obey what He says you to do, through the Word of God, or in some cases going to be, of course, no, He omnipresent, He can do whatever, He can speak with people. But in those days, because of there's going to be AI in tribulation period, going to be way harder, because people are going to be quickly tricked, that think they're hearing God, but it's actually going to be AI. So I'm telling you people, you better wake up now and better follow Christ right now while you have a chance. In all your actions, all your thoughts, all your behavior, what you say, what you do, what your projects, what you're working with, what projects you're releasing, all matters. It's ultimate battle for your life, for your soul. Are you going to go to eternal lake of fire, or are you going to go into heaven? Choice is yours. Practical application of Word of God. Now, further is depicted in Deuteronomy 5, verse 6 till 10. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. What that depicts, of course, in that time, land of Egypt, because there the Lord God's people, Israel, were slaves. And of course, the story with the Red Sea, with the Moses, you know, and of course, ultimately, again, ultimately, the Pharaoh got his portion of judgment, including there was, I think, 15 plagues, if I said 15 or 16 plagues in Egypt overall. And only after that, now, okay, Pharaoh, okay, you can go, you know. But even then, no, like they chased them, you know, to Red Sea, split it, no, and then, of course, got released when Israel, Moses with Israel, Lord God's people was on the shore. Then the sea, no, returned and overtook the Pharaoh and his army that was literally following Lord God's people and Moses. And including even then, now Lord God sent the two angels that would cover, go before them and behind them. And I think on the side, but again, like it was like covering them from Pharaoh. And they thought like we not see them, no, we should come back now. But the Pharaoh was so like, heart was utterly evil that he chose to keep following them even to death. So, but for now, is depicted again, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So now, meaning you brought from darkness to light, from death, because when you literally not born again through Christ and not committing your life to Him and not are not doer of Word of God, you go into eternal lake of fire. Because if you would not be following Him, you would not know what Mark of the Beast, you would receive Mark of the Beast, which is again sting operations or chips, patches or smart tools, wherever they're gonna release marks, ID marks, identification marks, whatever the case. That interfacing with your body. and because your body temple of the Holy Spirit. So if you're defiling that, you're literally losing eternal life. Which exactly what from, again, woman that was demonically possessed, demon through her, told that by these thing operations in it is dark magic, which exactly what described, it's literally that baby cells. The ones who were alive were aborted and their stem cells put into that stuff is literally dark magic. And not only that, no, it came from pharmacy, which is pharmakia, witchcraft, word for witchcraft. In the word of God, the Talmud book depicted you among you shall be no one who practices soothsaying or witchcraft. Simple. So it's disobedience to word of God, and same time it's practicing of sin and Satanism and witchcraft. So again, now when you're coming from darkness to light, you accept in Christ, you believe in Christ, you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you commit your life to Christ, you are studying Word of God, are doers of all Word of God, as best as you have capability from Lord. You are choosing sin no more, rejecting whatever shape or form mark of the beast is, that's interfacing with your body, you are rejecting that, without which you cannot buy or sell. And we've seen those titles. And their plan completely crooked, completely failed. These individuals who try to push it, because people are not dummies. And glory to God for that. And literally, you truly following Christ that way. Through Him, you have eternal life. But now you have a battle endure. Till a point of time from the Lord when He returns first time, the rapture, and of course in 7-year tribulation. And after that, we return to with Him, the established 1,000-year millennial reign, which is going to be totally awesome. And about that I spoke in 5th podcast, if I remember correctly. Now, further depicted. So if He breaks the bondage you to sin, bondage to this world, and you have to follow Him constantly every single day. In every single your deed, whichever way, shape, or form. Further depicted, you shall have no other gods from small g, meaning false gods, before Me, before God. Meaning, no statues, no some ridiculous pictures, no saint statues, whatever shape or form, or whatever this statues, no statues. No demons, not even worshipping angels. Not even worshipping anyone that is on a scene with celebrity idolizing someone. Which we see in Scott Travis' concert, which was literally satanic sacrifice. People were trampled to death. Others suffocated to death. For lack of oxygen because crowd was so pushing. For the depicted, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, meaning no saints, no angels, no planets, no stars, nothing of it. Not even God. Not even statue of God. For the depicted, not even statue of Jesus Christ, not even statue of crucified Jesus Christ. None of it. Or either other false gods and all these deities and whatever other false doctrines teaching. It's demons. By doing those things, you're literally worshipping demons. And, or for example, if there's like this owl and this Canaanite god, now like this, like whatever, it's like bull or even golden calf, that's literally Molech, meaning Satan. I really don't think that you want to do those things. Because you would receive portion of jealousy from God. And that's not a picnic. So again, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. Anything. Any likeness of anything. For the depicted, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers. Iniquity is the core of sin, root of sin. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, those who hate him, not doing his word of God. For example, in word of God again, depicted, you shall have no other gods before me, from small g, false gods. So the ones who say they follow God and those who say they believe in Christ, but worshipping statue of crucified Christ, which is not Christ, because it is false God, statue, wood and stone, those people hating God and hating Christ, even without knowing that. But you know, there's that saying, not knowing does not release you from responsibility. Sounds pretty obvious to me. So again, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, not doers of word of God, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. And his commandment is his word from the beginning. All word of God is his commandment. All God commandments, all God statutes, all God judgments, all God laws, all word of God in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ. That is his commandment. So if you love him, if you love God, if you love Jesus Christ, if you truly believe in Jesus Christ and in God, you commit your life to Christ and you are becoming doers, practicality, applying and performing all word of God. Simple. Further depicted, Deuteronomy 5, verse 11, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So if you're saying, like, I believe. Fine, and even again, last night I had this conversation that I had to explain, look, if you say you believe, you now have to be a doer of word of God. And there's multiple of these examples, you know. That's what it means now, but, and I heard it from some individuals where you saying, you know, the truth, and I'll say, well, the little devil taught you this. Never heard this before. Not how my parents taught me. And even, I heard even such, you know, that I believe in something, higher power, but I don't believe this. So like you denying again how it's depicted. They believe in higher power, but deny it's literally any facts, any existence of the God of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly, you know, again in these days you almost at every corner you can see that. And how much more in tribulation period, but especially when the restrainer Holy Spirit removed. Oh boy. Whew. So again, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Furthermore, depicted, Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 till 11, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant, and now of course new covenant through Jesus Christ, who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Well, has all his word of God is his commandment. So those who doing and performing word of God in its fullness, those who love him. Meaning it's every single day's battle. Every single day we have to endure and perform word of God. Different days, different situations. sometimes it can be even such, you know, when someone gonna shout at you completely, like venting, maybe something happening bad in the person's work, and instead of you shouting back, you should keep your peace and stay silent. That's one application of it, of Word of God. And you know, it's at times it can be really tough, I tell you from experience, for the depicted. And he repays those who hate him, meaning those who are not doing his word. And he repays those who hate him to their face, meaning it's going to be obvious, directly, to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. Meaning God will not be slack with the person who are not doer of his word of God. Or including, God will not be slack with him, for example, who pushes sting operations and pushes pharmacy drugs and poisons, witchcraft. God will not be slack with the one who performs satanism. And also, God will not be slack with the one who hates someone. And I've seen this stuff not so long ago. Now, there was some hate. I hold my peace. And not so long ago, now, there was literally proof of that. That person received, not huge, but I would say as a warning to stop behaving wickedly and stop hating. Few days passed, person behaving nicely. Vengeance and recompense is God's. Further depicted, therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes. Now take heed of this, the commandments. It's not depicted here commandments. Why? Because his word of God is commandment. All word of God. All good commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments, all of it. All of these ordinances, how God ordained it, to all fullness of word of God. That is his command. So therefore you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them. And again, do them and perform them. Do word of God, perform it, observe it carefully. If you don't understand word, do research what that word means, what synonyms with that word is, what it means in Greek, what it means in Hebrew. Now, like, do the research. At least that's what I can explain how I did when I studied it. And still studying, you know, while doing even these podcasts. So again, now, like, what I want to mention, that most important thing, do not forget study Word of God yourselves. If you ask me, King James Version and New King James Version, after you heard the literary gospel of salvation, the true Christ, you only through him you can be saved. What you have to do, because what he did on the cross, atonement for your sin and souls, you have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of your sins and your souls. He made atonement. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You have to sin no more. Because that's what it is, repentance. True repentance is when you no more sin. Ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness. And from that point, choose sin no more. Observe carefully all God's commandments, all God's statutes, all God's judgments, all God's laws, all Word of God. Not just Old or not just New Testament, not just some verses. All Word of God in context. And be doers of it, performers. Every single day. In every single moment. And don't forget to pray about one another to God. And how you have to pray? Christ told himself. You have to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name privately while no more sinning, having no part doubt, believing that you receive what you asked for, and give God thanks in advance. And when you pray for it, you need something. Guess what? Now you have to be in receiving mode constantly. And probably that's exactly why people not receiving, because they say, I need this, but they're like, oh, I don't know. You know, you have to be ready to receive it. Now, as well, for our generation, you have to reject sting operations. Reject sting operations, or it's going to be chips, or it's going to be patches, or it's going to be smart tattoos, identification mark, whatever the case. Whichever interfacing with your body without which you cannot buy or sell, that's mark of the beast. Reject it. You do those things. And rapture coming soon, and you better be ready with, you better get right with Christ. You better get right with God. Because he is coming for his church, his true bride. That's people who do these things. That's what is his bride. That's what is the church. It's not the building, it's the people. And of course, do not waste time. Preach all fullness of word of God, because this is his gospel. All word of God to all four corners of earth, and lead many people to Jesus Christ. Alright, and of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for this channel for future podcasts, and press bell button so you would be notified when I upload new podcasts. Comment down below, but please, from sober mind, I'm inserting every single comment to keep comment section clean. And of course, if you have friends or relatives or co-workers that love to hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them long term. And of course, again, if you want directly support me, you can do it directly through PayPal. In the description section is depicted there. And for sure now, all these projects that I'm working with, whether it's on products as a t-shirts, hoodies, velvet covers, pillows, a bunch of stuff. Even stickers, there's like literally over 87 products. Whether it's the products, Redbubble shop in description section gonna be, whether it's wallpapers or Bible study, also link in description section, whether it's healing frequency music, 444 hertz, beat for us, YT for us as artist, also in description section, that Spotify direct playlist link, and on major stores now it's available, like on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Color Music, and Shazam platform. So if you want on YouTube, fine, it's there. And of course, 56th podcast, I speak about a specific frequency. And for sure, social media, link's going to be in the description section below. Mainly MeWe, because there I share majority of the things. Because we have to plan B. And there, you know, just create your account now. It's totally free now, and add me to the contacts, because I, in the feed, I share a lot of stuff. Whether it's news, whether it's like other things now, it's bunch of stuff actually. So everything is there. I will share other people's testimonies, dreams from the Lord as well, other podcasts, and a bunch of important messages that ultimately leads to Christ. So all these projects, all this compartment now, all these links in the description section are gonna be. And thank you for taking heed. Thank you for watching. I hope you learned it a lot. And you know, till our rapture happens, I will see you in the next one.